All right, we expect to be joined by Frank Beamer, former Virginia Tech head coach, Lifetime Achievement Award winner.
And recently inducted College Football Hall of Famer.
Is he?
He went in this year, in last year, technically, in 2018.
Okay, and he is the 1999 winner of the Paul Bear Bryant Award.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that would be the season that he took his team to the Sugar Bowl to face off against Florida State in the in what was back then the one of the first BCS title games.
He's in a lot of Hall of Fames.
He is. He's,
including the Sugar Bowl Hall
of Fame. Yeah, yeah. He's another one, Rich, that probably with his performance the first few years he was at Virginia Tech would have been fired in 2018.
Big time.
He didn't get to a bowl game until his seventh season.
I don't think there's any question in this era of college football, there's no way he would have been there 29 years.
Yeah, we'll ask him about that. What does he think about this era that we live in now where it's...
It took
very,
him a
very
long
instant
time
gratification.
To gain, yeah, it took him a long time to gain the traction he needed. And he also took the job when the winningest coach in school history, Bill Dooley
yeah.
had left under some NCAA sanctions.
Right. He just won 10 games a year before.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Frank Beamer about that. Yeah, and he didn't get to a bowl game till his seventh season. Yada, 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 29 years at the school.
College Football Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah, one of the greats. Also, probably when you think of, you know, we talk about the three phases of a football team, offense, defense, special teams. When you think of special teams in college football, you think of Frank Beamer and Virginia Tech.
Special teams and defensive scoring were all part of what became known as Beamer Ball.
Beamer Ball. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, speaking of coaches, well, until Coach gets here, he'll be here in a minute or two. There are some coaching items to update the audience with, Rich. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I literally had to write all
real
this
quick.
Stuff down.
Normally, we would be doing Damn Straight Advice here, sponsored by Precision Golf Academy.
Right.
So I want to make sure that Precision Golf Academy gets their mention in there. So go ahead, Rich.
Well, I'm kind of all over the map here, but I'll begin with saying that Baylor's athletic director confirmed earlier today that Matt Rhule has received interest from multiple NFL teams, and that Matt Rhule has said he's going to interview, native New Yorker, for the New York Jets job, and that the AD said he's not going to get into specifics on who else has contacted him other than to say multiple teams after two seasons at Baylor.
And a big season this year where they went from one win to seven wins and a bowl game win. That's interesting. He got reportedly had interest from the Indianapolis Colts last year.
Exactly.
An interview. That was off a 1-11 season. So he's one of those guys who he's already very well thought of at the next
level.
He's
already been in the NFL. He worked for Coughlin with the Giants a few years ago.
Mike McCarthy has said publicly, former Packer coach, that the only job he would take right now would be the Jets job. So he's clearly angling for that job. So we'll see what happens there.
John Elway has made his decision. It reportedly came down to Mike Munchak or Vic Fangio. He's going with Vic Fangio. The other half of that news is that Gary Kubiak, as we speculated yesterday, will indeed run that offense.
I feel like exactly 24 hours ago, you and I were having this conversation where you were bringing up, do you go get somebody the opposite of Vance Joseph? Does it have to be somebody experienced?
Right.
And we surmise that the experience in that room could end up being, head coaching experience, could wind up being Gary Kubiak as the OC. That's one of those situations, Rich, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of these, especially with the hiring. You know, Fangio is sort of the bizarro version of this because most of it is head coach on the offensive side of the ball, like Kingsbury, like LaFleur. But Fangio, a guy with no head coaching experience, but a guy who's got a great reputation defensively, the offense is outsourced to Gary Kubiak, whereas all the other ones that are hiring these offensive coaches, the same thing's happening. It's just that the defense is going to be outsourced to somebody else. A lot of two-headed monsters, I think, around the NFL in terms of head coaches. One guy has the title, but it's really almost like you have two head coaches on the roster, one for the offense, one for the defense.
And if you thought that Matt LaFleur getting the Packers job and Cliff Kingsbury getting the Cardinals job were kind of head-scratchers, although we know the reasons those guys got those jobs, Freddie Kitchens is getting the Cleveland Browns job. Hugh Jackson gone. Todd Haley gone. Reportedly today, Greg Williams will also now be gone from the Cleveland coaching staff. Freddie Kitchens, who hit it off immediately with Baker Mayfield, hit it off immediately actually with the Cleveland media and the Cleveland fan base. His press conferences are supposed to be just a riot, and the guy is supposed to be extremely personable. I don't know anything about Freddie Kitchens. I don't even remember him from Hard Knocks.
He looks merry. Does he look merry to you?
I would say that.
He looks
that's
merry.
Probably a good word.
Yeah.
That's probably
like
a good
Newman.
Word.
Yeah.
But Freddie Kitchens is apparently reportedly the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Now, we mentioned Kingsbury yesterday getting the Arizona job. There's a report out today that he's looking for an OC.
Yeah, Bruce Feldman had this.
And that he's reached out to Jake Spavadol, who, if the name is familiar, well, for two reasons, perhaps. Number one, he just took the head coaching job at Texas State in San Marcos.
Yep.
And number two, he spent time on the U of H staff when Cliff Kingsbury was here. He also followed Kingsbury to A&M a few years back.
He was Dana Holgorsen's play caller this year at West Virginia.
Yeah, so we know him very well. We know who Jake Spavadol is.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. That may come down to, Rich, what I don't know what pays more, head coach at Texas State or offensive coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals. As far as just career trajectory, that'll be an interesting decision. If the reports are true,
right,
and Spavadol's under serious consideration for that, that'll be an interesting decision. You know, is Spavadol a guy who just he wants to be a head coach and this is his first chance to show his chops as a head coach? Or does he, is the NFL something that he aspires to? Because I'll say this, and this is probably going to be happening more and more, at least in the near term, as long as the college and pro games seem to be starting to blend together,
right,
where NFL people are getting more and more college-friendly because of what the offenses are doing. I mean, honestly, can you imagine like 10 years ago an ousted Texas Tech head coach getting hired to be a head coach in the NFL?
No chance.
So this is a trend now where the two things are bleeding together. We're going to see more and more. There will be a trickle-down effect where it's affecting kids who verbally committed to a lot of these schools.
Yeah.
Because Jake Spavadol probably has to seriously consider if he's getting offered a job as an NFL OC with a young quarterback like Josh Rosen.
Right, and that's the key.
He's got to be considering it. Although, who's the play caller? I would want to know that. I'm Spavadol and I'm leaving a head coaching job, any head coaching job collegiately, am I just going there to organize the offense and then Cliff's the game day play caller, or is it my offense?
Well, we've known for several years that offense has taken over the sport. And a lot of these high-scoring, high-rolling, oftentimes spread offenses are the rage in the sport and what everybody's looking for. But things really accelerated when Sean McVay got the Rams
job. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, he came out of nowhere. He's had a big impact, and everybody wants to hire the next Sean McVay.
Yep. All right, Figgy. He's here. He's sitting down in the chair, so go ahead and play that music. Let's give Coach the welcome that he deserves here.
Nobody sucks up to guests like the Triple
We're the best at it.